Weyburn. The Richardson Pioneer Weyburn Red Wings started off 2023 on a winning note, as they posted back-to-back victories over their Highway 39 rivals, the Estevan Bruins, in the Tom Houston Classic. They began on Friday night, winning 4-3 in overtime in Estevan, then trouncing the Bruins 6-1 at home on Saturday evening. In Friday's game, after a scoreless first period, the Bruins went up 2-0 in the second period before Weyburn's Ty Mason responded, assisted by Ian Mayer and Matthew Reedy. In the third period, Estevan scored an unassisted goal, then the Red Wings answered with two goals to tie the game, with Jackson Hassman scoring from Lucas Jeffries and Mason, then Jakob Kalin scored from Blake Norris and Matteo Turin. The overtime winner came from Turin, assisted by Jordan Edwards and Kalin. Edwards was named the Wings' best player. Dazza Mitchell was in net until he was pulled in the third period for the extra attacker, and he was in for the overtime period. He saved 27 of 30 shots altogether. On Saturday evening, the game was started with a ceremonial puck drop by Roger Houston, Tom Huston's son, at center ice. This time, the Red Wings went on the scoreboard first, notching three goals in the first period. Riley Morgan got Weyburn on the board 2:31 into the game, assisted by Mason and Nolan Henderson. Mayer scored 3 minutes later on assists by Morgan and Norris, then Mason scored on the power play, assisted by Hassman and Norris. Weyburn added two more in the second period, by Elijah Anderson from Blake Betson and Jeffries, then Jeffries scored, assisted by Reedy. The final goal was an empty netter by Mason, on a pass from Jeffries, to cinch the final score at 6-1. Mitchell was again between the pipes for the Red Wings, saving 32 of 33 shots on the game. The plaque for winning the Tom Houston Classic for 2023 was presented to Captain Matthew Reedy at the end of the game. The Red Wings will play Notre Dame on Tuesday evening, January 10, then will host Battleford on Friday, January 13 at Crescent Point Place, before heading up to Yorkton for a road game on January 14 against the Terriers.